September. So we lived here in September, we went to Brazil. Brazil, very big country. So many churches. And so many things also together. So many things together. And then we came out to Nigeria for 2 weeks. The Celtic Lagos Temple for Lagos Temple was very sweet. Very sweet. It was his hand for Madame Lady was strong. And we are speaking about passion. And the mother was like, it's very sweet. We really enjoyed it. Very nice. And then we, after that we are here. We went to Seychelles. Seychelles, the second time we went to Seychelles. The first time we went it was the beginning. The beginning of everything is not almost wonderful. We couldn't preach because you have to get permission to, as a religious organization, to practice. So we did all the preaching with the Indian communities, 3 places. So for the whole of last year, we were working on registering the society. So it was registered officially. And we got permission to preach. So this time we went there, things are better. We're doing her now every day. It was sweet. And people were happy to receive it. Even though they have not been saying the word to use. No one is Krishna consciousness. But they were taking it seriously. And they would have programs with other religious organizations which are there. Yesterday was the last one. One big construction company. All controlled by Indians. Our last. And today we are here in Mauritius. In all the places we are visiting, we see how Mr. Popat has given something which is not comparable to what we really have in terms of everything. If it is for philosophy, there is nothing compared to what we have. If it is for a social nature, nothing is compared. It is for spirituality, nothing is compared. We have all the wonderful things which are not available anyway. So we see that even when we see today, and we have come here to continue with fight. It's fighting from battlefield to battlefield to battlefield. Everywhere is battle. Different tactics. Defense is the same thing. It is very sweet to see the differences and The way we understand what is Christian consciousness in other places. So we want to see how the variety of fighting which is here that we are going to face. Kuchen is available here, so we are ready for it. Do you understand? Do you understand? Fighting? You don't know it's battle? He's already said when I said devotees are spiritual warriors. A warrior means you have to fight. Whom are we fighting? And where is the battlefield? Battlefield is our consciousness. That is our battlefield, our consciousness. What goes in the mind. That is the battle we have every day. And what's the target? Maya. That is fight. You have to battle every day. When you wake up in the morning, what comes to the mind? Christian consciousness? When you get up in the morning, as soon as you wake up in the morning, what comes to the mind? Remember Krishna? The holy name? What comes to the mind? When we wake up in the morning, as Krishna devotees, we get up in the morning, what comes to the mind? The Supreme Minister of the Sri Krishna Balaram just appear. And so Prabhupada appear. And their Gurudev appear. That will come to the mind. They don't come. Why they don't come? Why they don't come? Something else come. Just like when you take a mirror and look at your face, what do you expect to see? When you look at the mirror, what do you expect to see when you take it? The mirror is in your hand, and you are holding the mirror, but what do you expect to see when you look in the mirror? Someone else? Some other face? Right? Want to see our own face? But when we look at the mirror, do we see ourselves? What do we see when we look in the mirror? What do you see? We use mirror every day to put their tail up, but what do you see? Huh? You see yourself?
Our body.
When you look in the mirror?
Our body.
You look, you see a body, you don't see the self. When you look at the face, it is not you. It's a body. But do we realize that this is not what I'm supposed to see? I'm supposed to see a soul that is a devotee of Krishna. And spontaneously the name comes along. There's a battle that we have to face. It's a battle. A devotee has to be Krishna conscious by doing devotional activities devotionally. We have devotional activities to perform, but they should be done devotionally. That is Krishna consciousness. It's a battle that we have to deal with every day. So in everything that we do, in every way that we go, we have to put this in the mind. Many things will come, but what is the real thing that I'm supposed to see in my life as a devotee? My Krishna consciousness. Everything else is secondary. Just like if you go to a market. When you go to a market, you have something in mind to buy. Is it true that when you get to the market, the first thing you see is the thing you want to buy?
Whenever you go to the market, you're going to the market with something in the mind. I want to go and buy. What do you want to buy?
Milk.
Milk. So when you go to the market, you see milk. You're going to see varieties of other things. If you're not careful, you will buy something else before you remember what has taken you to the market. But when you get back home, how will you feel? Happy? No. Because you didn't buy what you're supposed to buy. So an intelligent person, the devotees will be very intelligent. Devotees are intelligent people. You should carefully look at what has taken us to the market. And what is that? A Christian consciousness. What came in for Christian consciousness? We are going to get a lot of distractions. A lot of distractions, varieties of distractions. We shouldn't forget the goal. The goal is our Christian consciousness. So we are associating together to help us understand this goal, to remember each other about this goal. And we work for the perfection. That is our prime team in Christian consciousness. And the visiting places to present Christian consciousness is just to help us understand this and perfect our life. Hare Krishna. Comments? Questions?
You say that we have a goal. Well, what makes us forget the goal? Because we all know that we are in the conversation. We are all thinking of getting Krishna. But what diverts us from reaching the goal?
What diverted from the goal? We don't really know the goal. We don't really know it. Because if you know it, you forget it. Just like if you want to sleep, you will sleep in any condition. Even if there is noise, you will sleep. Because you want to sleep. Similarly, if you will know the goal, no distraction will take us out of the goal. We will go for it. Majority of us does not know the goal. In truth, even though we think. We don't really know. For example, why the devotees will remain in Krishna consciousness despite of the three bodies? And another devotee will not stay. Even the difficulty is not as much as the person who is staying. What is the difference for that? The one who is staying knows the goal, and he knows that all these things are just to encourage me to go for what I have come here for. But the same thing is making another person to give up the same thing. Someone is very attached to his Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness, because he knows the goal. So whatever happens, he sees that, yeah, this is a chance for me to show my level of Krishna consciousness. And that person has this thing, oh, this is not what I am looking for. I want to do this, but see what is happening. So we don't really know the goal. That is the main problem. That is the main problem. Everything else is just different branches of ignorance. Nothing else. We don't know the goal. The difficulty is that Prahlad Maharaj was true. Any one of us have equal to that. Why he didn't give up his Krishna consciousness? Did he ever think of giving it up? That doesn't exist in him. So what's the problem? He knows the God. Because he knows the God, nothing else can stop him from his result. He's fixed in it. Everything else, it is just to help him become more convinced about his Krishna consciousness. So when we think that we know, it is not just the philosophy. We're sitting on that and speak the philosophy. It is more than that. Realization, to really realize that, to be fully convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead. Those who really know, they will not complain for anything. Everything else, it is simply facility for encouraging them in the Krishna. Yes.
But you have been given so many informations about the goal.
We have been given so many informations about the goal.
So we're supposed to know it.
So we're supposed to know it.
But despite there's so much fluctuation.
Despite all these information, it's unlimited.
You are still not so much inspired.
We have not really understood the goal yet. So what is responsible for that?
So what should we do? How to?
Oh, what to do? Okay, what to do? First of all, what is responsible for that? Then what to do? Why is it that we have all the facilities available for becoming Krishna conscious, and still we have not perfected it yet, or we have not come to that level of accepting it fully? That has to do with our karma. That's karma. All living entities are born in this world according to the previous activities, the previous life we live, has a effect in our present. So what to do? Now that we know this, what to do? It is good to have knowledge, and best is to apply that knowledge. So now that we have gotten all the necessary information, to apply it. Application. If we apply all the technologies we have in Krishna consciousness, we will get it. Even one thing can make us fully Krishna conscious. Even one thing. Like chanting the holy name. Or like the procession which we take every day. These activities which we do eternally, we are going to continue doing these activities. It's something we do every day. But how do we do them? How mindful are we in doing? Mindful in doing the thing we're supposed to do. We mentioned before, all our devotional activities should be done devotionally. Not mechanically, not just philosophically, but should be done devotionally. Then it is Christian consciousness. That is offerable. Philosophically, you know, so whatever. But devotionally, it is an offering. And that is wonderful. That will help us become Krishna conscious. Being mindful. It's wonderful.
Thank you very much. Thank you.